I am proud to welcome to New Jersey, Scott Niedermeyer.
I can't believe that I'm here at the NHL draft right now.
Anaheim Ducks, the 2007 Stanley Cup champs.
I don't have my beard right now. I shaved yesterday.
I'm from BC. I'm from out west. I'm a boring guy.
That was July 25th, 2005. Scott Niedermeyer talking to us from his mom's house where he grew up in Cranbrook, B.C. Hey, Scott, that was during the lockout, so can we assume that was a lockout look?
I guess so. I'm sure a lot of people weren't happy, including my mom with the long hair, but you got to try everything once. So
it was hippie hair.
Grew out the hair. No, it was. It was a little bit of hockey hair, too. You like to have the hair flowing out the back of the helmet when you're skating down the ice. But
so let's talk about lockouts. You experienced two of them. You were obviously a young player, 94-95. You guys won the Stanley Cup with a shortened season after that lockout. Did the shortened season, does it matter if the season is shortened? Because that could happen this year.
Right. I have been through two of the lockouts. It is frustrating for all involved, especially the fans who obviously are missing their hockey, missing supporting their team, which is too bad. They're caught in the middle of the disagreement, obviously. But, you know, it was a great year. I mean, in 95, we were able to come back with a shortened season. It is different. You know, you don't get a long training camp. You come back, you got to get on the ice, be ready to go. And each game is that much more important, I suppose, because there's less of them.
So you now sit on the sidelines watching this lockout. Do you support the players still? Are you still kind of like, yeah, I'm with these guys?
Well, I mean, I do work for the Anaheim Ducks now, so I am sort of on the different side of the fence this time around. And you can appreciate both sides. There's a way things get sorted out. There's got to come to an agreement at some point. And I remain optimistic just because of the fact they continue to talk, they continue to inch closer to a deal.
So in other words, I should not ask you which side you support, because regardless of where your loyalties lie, I mean, you work for someone, right? So it would be bad for business for you to come out and say, yeah, I'm a union guy all the way, still sticking to those owners.
No, you're exactly right. So obviously, yeah, I respect the process. Both sides are doing their best to get the right deal for themselves, and that's just the nature of the beast, really.
Fair to say the 2005 lockout worked out really well for you. You were a free agent, which was kind of a weird position to be in, but you signed a lucrative contract where, in fact, you got almost a 70% raise from your contract before the lockout.
It was a different situation, obviously, having missed a whole year and then being an unrestricted free agent and having to make a decision about my hockey future. It did work out well. Went to Anaheim, and the team performed well there. I'd be able to win a Stanley Cup alongside my brother. So a bit of a crazy time, but it ended up working out for us.
Interestingly, at the time, everyone was saying, the union collapsed and they gave in and the owners kicked their butts. At the time, when you knew what the agreement was, did you think this is a good agreement for us? Or did you see it the way the public saw it, which was, you know what, we got our butts kicked?
It was obviously a long lockout, missed a whole year of hockey, which everybody was disappointed about. We went in, I suppose, not trying to prevent the salary cap from being implemented. We did get the salary cap, but the business is growing. People continue to go and support and watch their NHL clubs, which is great for everybody. And, that's the bottom line. I'm sure both sides want nothing more than for it to be healthy for everybody.
How tough was it physically and mentally to come back after missing a full year of hockey?
It was tough, a huge physical challenge, especially as I was getting older. Maybe if I was in my early 20s, a little easier to bounce back. But once you get into your 30s, your body starts to react differently, and it takes a lot of work to be ready to play in an NHL season, and missing a whole season just made it that much more difficult.
Scott, we've heard some former players say that they regret the lockout over the money they lost in the end. What do you regret about the lockout? And I'm guessing it probably has something to do with the fans.
Obviously, it's disappointing. They're really the ones that get caught in the middle without a real voice in the discussion over the CBA. I tried to take it, make the best of a tough situation, and I had an opportunity to do some different things during the lockout. But it's a nature of pro sports. It doesn't just happen in the NHL. It's happened in all the leagues, and hopefully it gets solved sooner rather than later.
And one of the fun things is who gains the most weight when they come back. Anyone come to mind for you in Anaheim where you said, whoa, someone hasn't been working out?
Well, during the lockout at some of the meetings, there's definitely a few guys that didn't stick with the summer program. But, it can be challenging just being motivated to stick with it indefinitely.
I got to sneeze. Excuse me. Keith Tkachuk. Sorry. Dustin.
Yeah, I don't know if we crossed paths, but, you hear stories about different guys that, went about it different ways. I mean, enjoyed themselves in different ways.
Sorry, I got a cough now. Dustin Byfuglien.
Yeah, well, excuse you, I guess. Yeah.